This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, IMEMC.org, for December the 15th through to December the 21st, 2007. Donor states meet in Paris to support Abbas's government, and Israeli army attacks on the coastal region leave 20 Palestinians killed this week. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent actions in Bethlehem and Ramallah. IMEMC's Caroline Jones with the story.
On Friday, thousands of Palestinians marched through the town of Beit Sahur, east of Bethlehem, marking the beginning of the three-day Joy to the City festival. The marchers carried signs calling for a just peace and signs against the annexation wall that is being built on Palestinian land. The candlelit procession is an annual event organised by the Palestinian Centre for Rapprochement Between People, the mother organisation of IMEMC.org, since 1991. While the procession has carried a different title every year, this year's procession was held under the title Light a Candle for a Just Peace. Ayad Abdullah, a member of the board in the Palestinian Centre for Rapprochement, talked about the procession.
The Candlelit March is an annual event that we hold. Each year it has a different meaning according to the political situation. This year it will be for justice and peace. Palestinians live in a very difficult situation, and we hope that next year we will have peace and that all nations have peace, especially over those holidays.
The march started by opening a bazaar where products such as Christmas cards and candles and some other goods produced by mentally and physically challenged people were displayed. Led by four groups of Boy Scouts, the procession arrived at the municipality of Beit Sahur, where a ceremony to light up the Christmas tree was held whilst Christmas carols were sung by local singer Haytham Shamoli. Hani Al-Hayek, mayor of Beit Sahur, welcomed the crowd and wished them happy Adha Eid and Christmas, and stressed the need for a just peace in this part of the world. The marchers were invited to a reception that was held after the lighting of the tree at the Catholic Church Hall in the town, where various choirs performed Christmas carols and other hymns. Palestinians from the village of Bilin near Ramallah in the central West Bank, along with their international and Israeli supporters, conducted their weekly protest against the Israeli annexation wall on Friday midday. Shortly after the midday prayers, the protesters marched towards the location of the illegal wall built on the village's land. The Israeli army installed a barbed wire roadblock to try and prevent the protesters reaching the construction site. As soon as the demonstration reached the roadblock, troops showered the protesters with tear gas and metal rubber-coated bullets, injuring six people. Among those injured was Ayad Bornat, the head of the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in Bilin Village. For IMEMC.org, this is Caroline Jones.
Hamas denies any truce offer to Israel while donor states meet in Paris to support Abbas's government. This and more from IMEMC's Raphael Anderson.
More than 70 countries and international organizations met in Paris on Monday to raise funds to support the Palestinian Authority. Originally conceived of on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly meeting in September, the meeting was billed as an economic counterpart to the Annapolis Peace Summit, which was held in late November in the United States. Donors pledged more than $7.4 billion to build institutions and the economy in the occupied Palestinian territories, exceeding the Palestinian Authority's original goal of $5.6 billion. Saudi Arabia pledged the largest sum, with a contribution of $500 to $750 million. At the Paris conference, French President Nicolas Sarkozy proposed the deployment of international forces in the occupied Palestinian territories to bolster the Palestinian Authority's security forces. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas agreed in principle to an international force, but Hamas, who control the Gaza Strip, are opposed to the idea. President Abbas traveled to London on Tuesday to meet with British officials in order to follow up on the Paris talks. Following the meeting, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown announced that the UK and the US would sponsor yet another conference to encourage investment in Palestine to be held in the West Bank city of Bethlehem next year. While the organizers of the conference envisioned it as a step towards building the economic foundations of a future Palestinian state, political realities continue to cast doubt on that project, with ongoing Israeli bombardment of the Gaza Strip and expansion of illegal settlements in the West Bank. On Wednesday, Israeli Housing Minister Ze'ev Boim gave the green light to a new settlement consisting of a massive 10,000 units of housing in occupied East Jerusalem. Israel is also pressing forward with the construction of 307 new units of housing at the settlement of Har Homa in the area known to Palestinians as Abu Ghneim, near the West Bank city of Bethlehem. The United States, European Union, United Nations, and numerous other countries have called on Israel to comply with its legal obligations and cease settlement activity. Israeli media reported on Wednesday that Ismail Haniyeh, the Hamas leader and de facto prime minister of the Gaza Strip, made a truce offer to Israel in which Israel will stop its attacks on Gaza in return for a halt on Palestinian homemade projectiles. Israeli officials rejected the offer less than 2 days after Israeli warplanes bombed the Gaza Strip, killing 12 Palestinians. Israel says it will only negotiate with President Abbas and the West Bank-based Palestinian Authority. During an interview with IMEMC, Hamas official Dr. Khalil Abu Layla said that Haniyeh did not make such an offer.
The Palestinian government spokesman in Gaza denied such an offer that was made by Prime Minister Haniyeh. So, we do not believe the Zionist media. We believe the government spokesman.
For IMEMC.org, this is Rafael Anderson.
The Israeli army conducted at least 20 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank this week. During these incursions, Israeli troops kidnapped 41 Palestinian civilians. Here is IMEMC's Elizabeth Smith with the details.
With those kidnappings this week, the number of Palestinians abducted by the Israeli army in the West Bank since the beginning of this year has risen to 2,594. 25 Palestinians were kidnapped during Israeli army invasions into several parts of the West Bank on Sunday. According to local sources, most of the kidnappings occurred in the West Bank city of Nablus. Officials confirmed that the detainees include lawmaker and senior member of Hamas, Ahmed Al-Haj, a former deputy cabinet minister in the Palestinian government, and two Nablus municipal council members. The Israeli crackdown on Hamas came one day after the movement celebrated its 20th anniversary in Gaza. Hamas-affiliated acting speaker of the Palestinian parliament, Ahmed Bahar, said on Sunday that the total number of detained Hamas parliamentarians has risen to 46. Israel refused to recognize the legitimacy of Hamas's overwhelming victory in the January 2006 parliamentary elections. Scores of Palestinian families were held up at the Hawara checkpoint, south of Nablus, on Wednesday night, at the end of the first day of the Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha. Many were forced to wait for Israeli soldiers to grant them permission to pass the checkpoint while returning from visiting relatives. The checkpoint was closed after a Palestinian youth allegedly attempted to stab an Israeli soldier when a fight broke out between them. The boy was detained and taken to a nearby Israeli military base. The soldiers kept the checkpoint closed even after they kidnapped the boy and did not reopen it until an Israeli officer arrived. For IMEMC.org, this is Elizabeth Smith.
Shortly after the Israeli government decided to step up attacks on Gaza, the army killed 20 Palestinians and injured many more. From Gaza, IMEMC's Rami Amigari has more.
Six Palestinians, among them four resistance fighters, were killed early on Thursday as the Israeli army swept into the central Gaza Strip town of Maghazi. Medical sources said that ambulances were fired on by the Israeli army while evacuating the dead. Witnesses said that an Israeli tank fired a shell on a group of resistance fighters after they opened fire on the invading forces. From morning until night, Palestinian resistance fighters have been trading gunfire with the invading forces, who have taken positions on the east of the town. Israeli media sources reported that five Israeli soldiers, one seriously, were wounded. The sources said that Thursday attack was a part of the army's routine operations. On Tuesday, Israeli sources reported that the Israeli government has decided to increase attacks on the Gaza Strip. Palestinian sources said that the Israeli army attacks left 12 Palestinians dead on Monday and Tuesday. The Israeli army claimed that the recent attacks are in response to Palestinian homemade shells fired from Gaza into nearby Israeli towns. The homemade projectiles, also known as Qassam shells, have killed one Israeli this year. Meanwhile, Israeli army attacks on Gaza have left at least 450 dead, among them children and many more others injured. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza have been relentless across the coastal region over the past several weeks since Israel declared Gaza a hostile entity in September. The siege that the Israeli government has imposed on Gaza since Hamas took total control there in mid-June has left the 1.4 million Palestinians living in Gaza lacking medicine, fuel and food. UN and international aid work agencies have warned of a humanitarian crisis in Gaza in the near future due to the siege. Also this week, two Palestinian patients died because the Israeli army refused to allow them to leave the Gaza Strip for medical treatment. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Almighari in Gaza.
Hamas and Fatah security forces this week continued to attack the counter-movement members of Gaza and the West Bank. IMEMC's George Rishmawi has more.
During the week, the Hamas movement denounced the Palestinian Authority's decision to ban Hamas's celebrations in the West Bank, marking the 20th anniversary of the movement's foundation. Hamas spokesperson Sami Abu Zuhri stated the ban reflected the repression of freedom that is being practiced by the Fatah-affiliated Palestinian Authority against Hamas across the West Bank. Abu Zuhri also condemned the arrest of various Hamas members across the area and the accusation that Hamas was behind a blast during a funeral procession on Friday. On Saturday, the Palestinian National Initiative issued a press release condemning political arrests and abductions in the Gaza Strip. The initiative added that all factions must engage in dialogue and should reject abductions and assaults, especially since the Palestinians are still facing Israeli aggression, settlement expansion, and other violations. In concurrence with this idea, the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, DFLP, a leftist political party, has presented an initiative to end the infighting between Fatah and Hamas. Neither party have responded to the proposal, which calls on Hamas to end its control over the Gaza Strip and turn the territory over to the control of the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The only thing the proposal asks of Fatah is to return to dialogue and clarifies its position. Although Hamas is set to control the Gaza Strip and Fatah to control the West Bank, both territories are actually under the full military control of Israeli army, which has jurisdiction over Palestinian movement, imports, exports, and all parts of the sea, air, and land. For IMEMC.org, this is George Rishmawi.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, imemc.org. Thanks for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This is Louisa White and Ghassan Benoura.